εν λευκό. 87,7. Discover great music.
You've mentioned in previous interviews and even yesterday that Depeche Mode have always tried to be ahead music and technology wise, which it has also accomplished. Should the fans expect this out of the new album as well?
I hope so. I mean, we used a new producer, James Ford, and he worked in a different way, very fast. So, we've nearly finished it, and we played you a selection of the sort of sound that we've got, and we're excited. It's very frustrating, obviously, speaking to you journalists. We respect you as well, and we respect the fact that you'd like to listen to the whole album to ask us about it. So it's, but we're very pleased so far.
It did sound very intriguing and powerful. Yeah. I must say that soundbite.
Perhaps we should do an album with every track lasting for 30 seconds.
We posted everything online on our station's social media yesterday, and since yesterday, I can tell you. Greeks are very excited about the Global Spirit Tour. You have a very powerful following there. What are the things you most look forward to about coming back to Greece, or don't look forward to?
Well, there's nothing not to look forward to. I mean, obviously, we had a bit of a disaster there with Dave, which was a real nightmare, to be honest. Imagine, quarter to nine, and, you're walking around, glass of wine, ready to go on, and all of a sudden the manager comes up and says, "You've got to get out of here," and obviously very disappointing, because we know how fanatical the Greek fans are. But was also very pleased that the following tour,
yes,
we were able to play the same place and do a great concert.
Is there a particular place in Greece where you'd like to visit when you come? I know Greeks love to ask that question.
I think Athens, just the historical, and we stay in this hotel, I forget what it's called, and you actually from your hotel room, you look up and it's just amazing, how you were the center of civilization all those years ago, and you brought so much to the world. And then you got beautiful places like the islands, which is another part with, you love to go to the islands.
You've been there?
Well, actually, I had my first ever holiday when I was 18, boys' holiday.
Yeah.
We went to Corfu. But everyone tells me these wonderful stories about the different islands. So you're very lucky. So Greece it's got a lot of good things about it.
What got you motivated to get into the music scene so many years ago? And does that driver still exist in you 35 years later?
I just think it's, in those days, we were very lucky. Sort of punk had just happened, and about 1976, we were teenagers, and it really inspired people to form bands, and it was just a hobby, but it was, we loved music, loved buying records, and, it was great that we able to turn that hobby into a career, mm-hmm. and our life, basically. And we look to be so popular still is a fantastic achievement for us.
So you're still very driven to go on tours and to get in the studio.
I don't know. I think it's a different thing now. There was a different drive in the early days, because it was to try and make electronic music, popular. And it was quite a battle, against rock stations and rock music. And I'd say now it's just part of our life, so it's not a driven thing as such, it's just our life, and we're lucky with our life, because we're not celebrities, so we can live normal lives and then suddenly decide to go on tour and have this madness, craziness.
So you get the best of all worlds.
Yeah.
Do you believe that following the rise of the internet and all these new music platforms, it is easier or harder for new artists to be heard than to be liked?
I said during the press conference, it's very difficult for young bands at the moment.
record sales are so low, and you know, tour support, which we had when we were a young band, doesn't exist very much now. So it's hard for the, you know, I think electronic music is different.
Yeah, and it has seen more of a rise in.
Yeah, because you can record that so cheaply at home.
And,
you know.
And you can also tour, so
yeah, and tour easier.
You just need a cake for the people.
Yeah.
Do you think music labels are still needed in this do-it-yourself music world of today?
I think more than ever. I mean, we were very lucky that we chose a small label, and I think that's one of the reasons we're still successful. I know we're now on Sony, but we still have connections with Daniel Miller.
Yeah.
He's still part of our setup, you know. And yeah, I think it's more important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think for small labels and you can do things cheaply. You know, like I think it's the drawback is mainly for conventional bands. I think it's quite difficult, you know, because obviously there's four of you or five of you, and to tour is very expensive. And like I say, you're not getting much income.
Right. Depeche Mode have always been game changers. Is there a current artist band that you believe are game changers that we should keep an eye on as radio stations and as listeners today?
Not really. I mean, I have to be brutally honest. This year has been, I've listened to mainly Depeche Mode. And the year before, I was DJing, so I was just listening to thousands of dance tracks, of which 99% of them were terrible. So I'm not the best person to ask.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I was talking about Mark, the person I said to my daughter, have you heard Viva's track?
Mm-hmm.
It was Martin's daughter's in a band at the moment.
Nice.
And they were really at a baby level, you know.
Okay.
And that's what I was saying. Martin just played me her track, you know, and it's really good.
Nice.
You know?
Okay.
So there's
we'll
a, there's,
on
there's,
a
there's an example. For
that's
instance.
Good. Could you share with us one of your favorite touring moments in any country, any time, any day?
I don't know. I think the really one of the there's lots of moments, but I think one of the most pivotal moments was when we played the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, because we're in such a strange situation. You know, we were playing these. We were so popular, but we hadn't had a top 40 album, and radio was changing, you know, from rock radio to alternative, you know. And when we played that concert, it was a real big risk, you know, whether we could sell it out and things like that. And I remember us being so nervous beforehand, and it just turned out to be an amazing
massive,
concert.
Massive
really
idea.
Changed, and from that, you know, radio in America changed, and then you had Nirvana and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really important moment for us.
What about any times you played in, like, at the beginning of your career in Nashville, where country music was so set? That must have been
well. Nashville was obviously we were quite concerned when we played Nashville, but it turned out to be great. You know, and it's a very strange audience, but. That was a good concert as well.
Okay, that's a big breakthrough for electronic music.
I don't think it really changed our career.
Once we were in an interview with the bassist of Metallica, and he was telling us that in preparation of world tours, it's very similar to an athlete before a huge race. How do you prepare physically and mentally for a tour?
Well, yeah, we're all... It's different now to when it used in the sort of party days that we rehearsed by drinking lots beforehand so we could be used to the parties. Mm-hmm. But now we're, you know, pretty fit, you know, we go to the gym and we have to be a bit more sober.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we attempt to give 100% at every concert, and that's important to us now. You know, in the old days it used to be the backstage party used to be more important than the concert.
Yeah. So are you excited overall to get back on the road? And are there aspects about touring you have come to be more bored with, like these interviews, for instance?
Yeah, interviews, you know, but we, you know, it's a necessary thing, you know, and, you know, when you want your music to be heard by lots of people, you know, it goes hand in hand. So, you know, you just feel... It's not one of the most enjoyable things in the world. You know, being on stage is very enjoyable, But, you know, obviously, as we get older, traveling and, you know, every day becomes a bit harder, you know. But the, not the concerts, it's the, you know, hotel, plane, drive, you know. And that, again, that's why we have to be fitter and, you know, and look after ourselves a bit more.
Both Dave and Martin live in the US. Why did you choose to stay in the UK and especially London? And what does Brexit mean for you?
They married Americans. I married a girl from my hometown, an Irish girl. So that's why I stayed at home. And Brexit, I mean, a very big disappointment.
Did you expect it?
No. And it's just terrible for the UK. And, you know, living in London at the moment is such an amazing experience. It's such a cosmopolitan place. You know, with all these wonderful nationalities and meeting people from all over the world, you know, and then, of course, London overwhelmingly voted for, you know, to stay with the Euro. So, yeah, I mean, so I just hope that in the end, negotiations, you know, are good, that we still keep, you know, the status quo.